When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hello, Mikel. You've obviously been through lots of title races in your time, experienced the highs and lows, the squeaky bum time, as they call it. How important is that applying the pressure? You go first this week. You could go four clear of Man City before they play Brighton on Thursday. How important is it applying that pressure?
That helps. I think that helps because at the end you're winning your matches and you bring in the margins smaller and smaller. And that's the only thing that we can do at the moment because it's still not in our hands. And that's what we'll try to do tomorrow night, perform really well, try to win the game. And if we do that, yeah, the pressure will increase for sure.
And that matters. You know, if you are that team, you know, I don't know whether you think it's better to be the chase or the chased, but
we don't know, but it really matters because that means that you're doing your job and that's what it matters the most. So obviously winning and as a consequence to that, bringing the margins shorter, I think that's something that is positive.
Can I just also follow up on your relationship with Poch? You get on really well with him, don't you, from that time?
Yeah.
When you think of people who are quite influential at the start of your coaching stroke managerial journey, is he one of those?
For sure. One of the most, I would say. I was 17, 18 years old in Paris. I was thrown in Paris 1st of January, I think, with no experience in professional football. And he doesn't like it, but he, for me, was like a father. He really took me under his arm, gave me incredible advice. He really protected me, he inspired me. And I learned so much in those 2 years with him together. And from there, obviously, we maintained the relationship. And I knew he was going to be a coach. I admire him a lot for what he's done in his career. And he's always someone that I look to because, as I said, it was really impactful for me in the probably in the most important stage of my professional career was the beginning. And he was one that, as a role model, I could not pick anybody better than him.
Just very quickly, did you lean on him in the early stages of your coaching career? Did you go to him for a bit of advice? Did he help you?
Yeah. When I had to stop and I had to make a decision, I asked him, I explained the situation, and he gave me some advice. And, it was needed.
Okay. We know you're quite conscious of psychology and the importance of that, and you read around that. Is it true that tiredness is mainly in the mind rather than the legs or the body?
Well, there is a lot of studies that prove that you can change the context, you can manipulate certain things, you can get something out of people that probably don't expect. And there is a lot around it. I don't think we're in a stage that we need that. I think you can see that the team really wants it and it's so much at stake. And I will try to be as fresh as possible, but certainly I think we can cope with that.
Are you able to give us any insight into the kind of psychological things you'll look to do with the players in these next few weeks and what you'd say and how you'd get them going?
Probably what I'm going to do is not defined yet. There will be a few things. We have excellent professionals as well at the club that is constantly on top of that much more than me. So it's not something that you can do on the day to change the outcome the next 3 weeks. It's something that you do daily, you know. It's like I call it a drizzle. You know, you go out there, you don't wear the umbrella, but you're constantly getting wet every single day. And then before you know it, you're soaking wet and you are ready because it's every single day as a habit what you do.
And just lastly, you spoke about constant evolution in the league and everything, and that's obviously true at Arsenal as well. I mean, when you look ahead to next season, have you already thought and nailed down and clarified what this team needs to go to the next level, even higher? Have you got that planned up with Eddie?
Yeah, we have a few ideas. We have to see how we finish first and what we are capable of doing, and then sit down again and review everything that we've done and see how we're going to make another step or two steps forward, because that's what this team, this club and our people demanding, to keep moving forward in a ruthless way, because we are not satisfied where we are.
Okay, last couple now. Charlie,
please. We're just going back to Poch, if I may. You were captain of Arsenal, he was manager of Tottenham, and you were able to sort of maintain that sort of social relationship, but obviously separating it from work. But how has he shaped you as a manager, and even during that time, when you were still a player? Just give us a bit more insight in what that influence has really been.
The way he is, he doesn't need to do, he doesn't need to talk to me about tactic. He's the best influence that he had on me is the way he approached his life, his profession, his family, who he was as a figure in that dressing room, and how the passion and the love he had for the game. That's, for me, the most important thing that I learned from him.
And it was that one of those things, being able to switch off. I mean, how difficult are you finding that at the moment, to switch off from football? It's really intense. And has that changed from last season? Have you learned at all, or have you never found that a problem, just to do something else not related to football?
Completely off, I don't know if in our profession. I think it's like you have to tweak a little bit things, you know, and bring the noise down sometimes and be more relaxed, or change the context, change the environment. It's something really good. Change the people that you have around you. And we try to do that the best possible way.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.